masses over here that you're doing it. Yes, I'm from the end Shmita Nahegas Bezmanazer. The Mas says that the concept of Shmita's Ksafim, that the loans get canceled this year, says the Torah Bezim says that the loans are canceled this year. And that's at the end of this year. It's a Meritic idea. The Torah is the concept, that the Seichla Torah, the time of the Krah, is the Torah wanted over here to give the borrower a chance to start over, a fresh start. That's the whole basic idea over here. Is that obviously if the person is borrowing money, but Derek Klal, the Metzias is that he's in a bad matzav, right? So the Torah gave him every 7 years an ability to start over. That's the idea. Lahavdil elef alafi alafim ben kodesh l'chol is bankruptcy. What was the siba for bankruptcy? The concept, where did bankruptcy come from? The idea behind bankruptcy is that they see that the guy is getting this, you know, knocked out. So Mela, if he's getting knocked out, the economy is going to suffer. Right, so maybe they came up with bankruptcy. Fortunately, bankruptcy is widely abused. Right? And people, you know, they do it in a way where it has the ability to hurt other people, as we say. The emesis is lahavdil, but it's the same thing here. The Torah gave the person the ability to say, I can't pay back my loan in the end of 7 years, and that he doesn't have to pay back his loan. However, that's referred in the Gemara, in the Gemara Gittin, that's referred in the Mishnayis, in the end of Shvius. Yerushalmi talks about that if he's able to pay back, yeah, he has enough money, he can pay back. So then the Ruach HaChamim wants that he should pay back his loan. In other words, it's really the way I just described it. The Torah wants to give the person the ability to start over. That's what they want. Now, if you're able to pay back, the Torah wants that you should pay back. That's the Ratz in the Torah. And the Chazal say, Ad Kedei Kach, that the person, he has to come, he has to say, look, you know what? I owe you the money. You, the borrower, are not allowed to be Taveya. There's an Issur L'Yigos. At the end of this year, when Erev Rosh Hashanah, the dot before Rosh Hashanah, second before, well, that second, when Rosh Hashanah hits, all the loans are cancelled. Okay. So you, as a lender, you can't come to him and say, I want my money back. That's it. It's Afkas the Malkitz, Hefker. There's no money back. That's it. Right? The borrower has to make this decision that we're talking about. Are you somebody that needs a fresh start? Or are you somebody that be'etzim, you have the ability and you should pay? And the Ruach HaChamim, that's what the Mishnah says, the Ruach HaChamim wants that you should pay back the loan. And if you pay back the loan, the Chazal say, Ruach HaChamim Neichem Emenu. So he has to tell you, you don't have to pay the loan. That's called Shmoit. He has to say, you don't have to pay back the loan. You have to say the words, Afal Pike. And that's Ruach HaChamim, I want to pay back anyways. You know, I once heard, now, from somebody who learned Shia by Rav Nachum Pertzavitz, and Rav Nachum, and they were learning Gittin, somebody asked Rav Nachum, if a person gives back the money, the lender, the borrower, excuse me, gives back the money, so is the lender over on Sayyidim Matanas Yechia if he takes the money back? Because Batsim, he doesn't know the money, right? So it's a Matana, and Matana is a real aloha, Sayyidim Matanas Yechia. Yeah? So Rav Nachum said, Pashid Nish. It's not Begagam, he doesn't have to give back the money. But it's not a getter of a Sayyidi Matanas, but at the time you borrowed money. You borrowed money, you have to pay back. The Torah gave you a chance to start over. So I comment that you say, look, I don't need that chance to start over. I'm doing I borrowed money. I'm gonna do whatever I can to pay back. Or if you talk about Bechlal, don't need it. You should pay back. So it's not Kutzah, just to give you that Hagdash. That's the idea. That's Sugya 1. Chazal saw that in our days, that the whole Shemitah is only Darabanan, because Shemitah is not as Darabanan, and the canceling of the Chayvus is also Darabanan. So Chazal came up with this patent, this idea. They saw people were stopping to lend money because they were afraid they weren't going to get their money back. Okay, so they came up with the idea of Perthful, which basically is a concept that's Torah based. The concept is that I can't Teveya back my money, but I could give my shtaris to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din can go and collect for me. Again, the idea being that you can't go after the person. But the Beis Din goes after him. Now, what was the concept of Prisbel? Prisbel says that even if I didn't actually give it to the Beis Din, I didn't give my stars to the Beis Din, but the etzim fact that I write to the Beis Din that they are in control of the stars and they're in control of the chayvis, so they're the ones that are allowed to go and be goyve the chayv. That's the concept of Prisbel, even if I didn't actually give it to them, the actual stars, but it's as if they have it, and that's how you take care of this issue. I want to say problem. That's how you take care of this issue. That's Prisbel. You didn't even give them the stars.
I'm saying, but
you just said to them, "I'm giving you the right to be going for my chayvus."
And then they give it to you.
So the verdict is like this. It's even more not the pshat that they're my shlichim, because they're not allowed to be my shlichim. The Rambam says it can't be my shliach because I'm not allowed to be goyve, so I can't shliach the varavera. But the point is that the Torah only asked you goyve your chayv, but they didn't ask that the Beis Din should be goyve the chayv. Sorry. Now afterward, vidyu. That's the next chiddush in this takan. Again, it's all the Rabbanan, so that's why It's easier to understand. Now, the Beis Din Zagreb, Reb Nissim Karelitz, is not going around knocking on people's doors to collect your money, right? So they send out their shlichim, and the most convenient person to send out is the person that knows where to find the borrower. So then, they send you out to go for the Beis Din on behalf of the Beis Din and collect the chai. That's how kind of the mamish is simple, the punch it. The Ramat says over here that there were those that Yekshinayik and Bizman said there is no Shemitah's Ksafim, there is no such thing. The mice is not the Minig Ha'ilim anymore, and even in Eretz Yisrael for sure not, and in Chutzlar it's also not, especially when it comes to money. People are very, very macbid, and they're writing principles all over the place, and that's that. So now, I can tell you some interesting things. That's the basic idea. First of all, don't write an early principle. Don't write an early principle. Things, you know, there's a reason Makdim and the Mitzvah wants to write an early principle. But your principle only works on everything until the principle. Okay? That means that if you have people that owe you money, you'll see in a moment what it means that people owe you money. But if you have people that owe you money, so if you write a principle today, right, I saw just now, I was in a certain yeshiva, and there was a thing there, like one of these little plastics that had inside of it principles. Right? And you know, that's everyone thinks, you write a principle, I don't want to forget. That means that the principle will now work only on that which was. It'll only work on all the loans until that moment. Which means in the course of the next week, and I'll give you a very good example. If somebody writes him out a check, right? For example, I'll give you a very classic example. He sold an item, right? Okay, you know, maybe Bochum, it's not as common. I'll give more Bochum examples in a moment, but certainly for a person in Baal Bas, as an example, somebody writes him out a check, right? So let's say you have a store. So the halacha is that the Shemitah's Ksafim, the Shmut of Kesef, is only on loans. It's only on loans. It's not on, let's say you buy a table. All right, let's say you buy a table. So now, you owe money to that table. Shemitah doesn't knock out that money. That money is not called a loan. That money is money that's a mecher. You owe money for a table. Right? The Shemitah doesn't act. Now, if he goes, and it could be in certain situations, he zakef alav the milva, he writes it out, it's hard to go into all these halachas, but he turns it into a loan, then things might change. But a simple case, right? The Baitim say a makolet bill, right? A grocery bill. So he writes, you know, and until he adds it up, you owe now 5,000 shekel on the grocery bill. You know, because each time you come in, you buy a bag of milk, a lot of bags of milk add up. It's, you know, this is 1,283 bags of milk. After the 1,284th bag of milk, he starts coming after you. Right? So now you have on that paper 5,000 shekel. Now until he tallies it up, that's called mecher. Shemitah doesn't knock out that mecher. That's now for your story. Yeah. So you come now, Rosh Hashanah, you go over to the fellow at the grocery store. You know, Rosh Hashanah, lots of people are writing out checks. They feel a little bit guilty. You know, doesn't want to go into Rosh Hashanah owing people money. Everyone has that concept, right? So now, this evil London, he goes over to the grocery store fellow, and he writes out, he goes to the grocery store fellow, you know, an hour before Rosh Hashanah, and he writes him out a big, fat check. 5,000 shekel. Good. He gets the big fat check. It feels good. He goes into Rosh Hashanah. He has the check in his pocket. Right? And you see the other guy walking away. Goes, and why is he walking away like that? Because he knows that this morning, right, Anshul, the grocery store owner, wrote a principal. Okay? Very nice. So, he's not writing a principal in the afternoon. He's getting ready. He's going to the mikvah. He's not writing out a principal. Now what happened? In the morning, I owed Anshul for my groceries 5,000 shekel. The Shemitah's Ksafin was not going to come and knock out that chayv, because I said that's not a halva, that's not a loan. That money that I owe him for my groceries is called mekach. That's Tmei Mekach. Okay, I owe the money for the item I bought. That's not Shemitah's Ksafin knocks out loans. That's not a loan. Now what happened? When I came and I wrote him a check. What's a check? A check is basically, at least some place can hold like this, it's a machlekes, but some place can hold a check is, I owe you, right? The check just says, here's money that if you go to such and such store, the bank, right, they'll give you the money where it says on this check. So what is that? He turned the mekach that he owed, he turned the product that he owed, which was now called Dmei Mekach, he now turned it into a loan. He gave you a check and now he turned it into a loan. I owe you. So now that loan, oh, now comes Shemitah's Ksafim in an hour from now when it comes Rosh Hashanah, and the Shemitah of Ksafim is going to knock out that loan. And there's no prosbul on that, because when did he write the prosbul? He wrote it in the morning. Is that case crystal clear? Okay, that's number one.
It's not considered like the bill's gone now. The
in other words, we look at it. That's what's called an halacha. It's a concept of a zakah for love b'milvah. It's like a zakah for love b'milvah, which the concept is that if something, the case the Paiskim will talk about is the opposite direction. That if you have a bill in a makola and he just keeps writing down 5 shekel, 10 shekel, until he tallies it up, it's called I owe for that product. Shemitah doesn't knock that out. Let's say he comes to you and he adds it up and then he gives you and he says, here, $5,000. That now is a loan. That loan, the Shemitah would take a knockout.
Let's say it has all the products listed next to it.
Doesn't matter. Until he tallies it up, it's called Zakal of the Milvah. So that's
up.
A concept in Allah. It's hard to go into this. That's a Chashem Mishma. Take a concept known as Zakal of the Milvah. Then until that point, it doesn't have a shame of Halavah. But that's a concept. That's all over Shas. You have that concept. But over here you have a case of where it's an Afghan. A guy says, look, I know I spent something like 5,000 or 6,000 shekel. Here's a check for 5,000 shekel. So he turned that, which was a direct bill on a product, now he turns it into an IOU. IOU, 5,000 shekel. So I owe you 5,000 shekel. Gets knocked out by a shmatis ksafim. Avada, if the guy would afterward come and make a personal on that, he'd be in business, right? But not everybody knows to do
such
a thing. What
if the check would bounce?
It could be that the check that would bounce. Then it could be it's lemafreya, it's megala that there was really no check. That could be. That could definitely.
Also, is principal particular?
You're never going to know that the check bounced, though. You can never know because you can never go to the bank. Yeah, hell, my wife. You can go to the bank and say, does he have money? But even that you can't do because the bank will say, yeah, well, we recover him. We would cover the fellow. Out of a bank, if anybody's parents have accounts in Eretz Yisrael, right? So what's a bank? There was a maisa 2 shmitas ago. Right? 2 shmitas ago. The maisa was like this. The government, a lot of times, things like this happen always in business, and especially in governments and whatever. So they'll credit people's accounts on the last minute of the last business day. Right, let's say, right? So I'll give you a concept, right? So a lot of times, let's say in America for a moment, just to give you a concept. The government will, they'll be giving out money, let's say it's welfare or whatever they're giving, right? But they don't want that the money, they want that the money should be there now, right? Let's say Friday afternoon, or I think in America, Saturday is also working there, so Saturday, whatever, right? But they don't want that the person should be able to take out the money yet. The government wants to cover themselves. So the middle, they say that the money went in on Saturday. I think the bank closes, let's say, at 4 o'clock. I don't know, whatever it is. Saturday, 4 o'clock, the money goes into the account. Okay. Now, technically, no one can touch that money because the bank is closed from then until Monday. It's a very normal thing that takes place, right? But the government, they did theirs, and they put the money in by the time that they had allotted that they were supposed to put in the money. Okay, that story has nothing to do with us. Now, what happened was 2 shmitas ago, so there was the government gives out what's called kitzvat yeladim. Kitzvah Yeladim means that they give out, help for children and things like that. What's it called? Yeah, the English Americans have it too, probably. What is it? The government gives out some type of a welfare type of thing. They give out for children, right? In China, you have too many children, they throw them into the sea. But they'll give out a little bit of extra money and whatever, right? So the money they gave out was supposed to be going, Rosh Hashanah, I think it was a 3-day yontif. I think it was 2 shmitas ago, and it was a 3-day yontif. So they wanted to give it they had it all planned out that when there's going to be a 3-day time when the banks will be closed, and the only time that was I think it was something like this. I might be getting the pratim wrong, but the concept is there for sure. So they had a 3-day that way the government had enough time to be able to cover that money, right? So what they did was the only 3 days that the bank was closed was going to be Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot, basically. And they wanted to do it at the first time possible. Sorry?
Sukkot's open in the middle, so...
No. I'm just telling you the matzias, right? So they could only... They were waiting to do it. So they did it at the first possible time. This is something that, let's say, they decided in the middle of July. And then the next time, there's going to be a 3-day block that the bank is going to be closed, then they're covered. Which is what happened. Basically, the next time that the government... that the bank was closed for 3 days was Rosh Hashanah. Right? So Friday, we'll call it, let's pretend for a minute, I don't remember, Friday, Nish Friday or whatever, let's say, whatever it was, Tuesday afternoon, because let's say Wednesday, no, we'll make it Wednesday afternoon, right? Rosh Hashanah was, let's say, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, right? Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, let's say the bank closes on Erev Yom Tov, Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, now the bank will be closed for the next 4 days, and they put kitzvat yeladim 2,000 shekel for every person that deserved the book. I remember it was the number 2,000 shekel because that was the story. It was everybody who was getting 2,000 shekel was given that money on Wednesday afternoon. We'll call it right Wednesday afternoon, erev Rosh Hashanah, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Everyone who was getting this was accredited in their account for 2,000 shekel. Now, no one can get that money until Tzayim Gedalia. Okay, but the money is officially in the account now, right? Officially in the account now. So what does that mean? That basically means that your, what's an account? What's an account? Just think about what an account is for a moment. You'll understand this, right? Do you have to have a head to ask it with a bank? Of course, right? What's a bank? A bank is, in Eretz Yisrael at least, is a Jewish fellow who you are lending money to the bank. That's how it works. Why is the bank so nice that they give you interest on your money? Because they're borrowing money. That's what a bank does. Sometimes they lend you money. It's called a mortgage, right? Sometimes they're borrowing money. You put money into your account. That calls you to here. You can play with my money, and you have to give me back money for my money. And that's basically called a loan. That's a loan. That's exactly. They're not giving you back the same cash. There's something called a safe deposit bank. A safety deposit box, which the fresh state took, you put in your money and you leave it there. That's yours. That's a bigotten. That has nothing to do with this, right? But then there's something that is an actual loan to the bank, which is called your account. And you give the bank, you have $10,000 in your account. That's called you lent the bank $10,000. And the mela, it's lav davka what I give the bank. It's anything that's in my account is called that the bank owes me that. So besides, you wrote a prosbol in the morning. Wednesday morning, you wrote a prosbol. Your prosbol makes it now that when I go to the bank on, and the banks are very firm when it comes to prosbol, right? All of a sudden it becomes extremely religious, right? With Mr. Chumrus, Rabbi Isai, right? So you come now on Sunday and Sunday Gedalia, and you say to the bank, give me my 10,000 shekel. They say, show us the prosbol. I want to see the prosbol. So the Gemara says you don't have to show them the prosbol, we believe many, but you have a prosbol, no problem. So now the 10,000 shekel that was in the bank, they have to give you. But that's all on the 10,000 shekel that you have in the bank. But on the 2,000 extra shekel that came in when? The 2,000 shekel came in Wednesday afternoon. On that 2,000 shekel, you don't have a prosbol. Because you wrote the prosbol if you wrote it in the morning. Right? So this was a major maisa that went on then. Right? This is, again, I said 14 years ago or whatever. So this is a major maisa that went on then. And it was a mamish something that went around Yerushalayim. I think there were ramkols. The Ramish Ramkol, you know, the Ram, like the Levaya cars, right? The Ramkols, right? And the Ramkols were telling people that the money had gone in, right? They didn't know about it. And then they're not going to be able to go on Sunday and be going for that money. So there were two eights that went around back then. One eight was that everybody should write another prosbol. You can write 10 prosbols, right? You write another prosbol and it's going to go on that. Am I being clear with the cases? I don't understand. So then the one eight was to write another prosbol. But the other eight said, because it wasn't so practical, as I think a lot of their abundance got up, and they told the people, I guess it's one of the benefits of coming early to shul, or Rosh Hashanah or whatever, but they told the people that everyone who has this issue should say in front of two people, now this is another halacha, the only loan that Shemitah's Ksafim knocks out, that the Shemitah knocks out, is a loan that I'm able to be goyver. That I'm able to be collecting, okay? But let's say you have a loan that you're not able to collect. That's an example of a loan you can't collect. Very simple. We know that if I tell you here, I'm lending you money and you have to pay me back in Teves. I lend you money and you still don't have to pay me back till Teves. So now, the Shemitah doesn't knock out that loan. This is one of the misconceptions. People don't know this. Shemitah doesn't knock out that loan. Because Shemitah only acts out a loan that I can get going from you right now. So Shemitah says, don't be going to the loan. I can't be going to the loan. So this loan doesn't get knocked out. Right now, if you lend somebody money, so stam al vashlei shemyon, right? So if you lend somebody money now, Shemitah doesn't knock out that loan because it's not able to be nigva the next 30 days, right? So memela, one of the eights is that I have a halachic ability to extend the loan. If I say in front of two people, it could be two people you don't really have to do, but let's say you want to be machmer, when it comes to money, we're all machmer, right? But if I go in front of two people and I say, you know that 2,000 shekel that the government just put into the bank, okay? So technically, the bank owes me the money right now. And technically, I have the right to be goyver. It's in my account. I just physically can't get to the bank because the bank is closed. But they technically have to give me the money right now. So if I say like this, I go in front of two eidim and I say, the 2,000 shekel in the bank, they don't owe me until Gimel Tishrei. So that in halacha is called Hodas Baldin. That means that you're not allowed now to be goyver that chayv. You can't ask for that 2,000 shekel now. You're not allowed to ask for it, right? So the Melech Shemitah didn't knock out that chayv. And that was one of the eights. That was they were told to do over here. Is you go in front of two people and you say to them that I'm not being goyve that chayv. That's the eights number one.
Is prosbol for one person? Or
prosbol works for every one of your chayvus. Prosbol works for every one of your chayvus.
You don't have to make separate ones?
So you don't have to make separate ones. You don't have to make separate ones. And also you shouldn't write specific chayvus on the prosbol because then if you leave something out, you're in trouble. So just,
so what do you write?
You don't write anything. The documents they'll be giving him out, and you're just going to do it in front of a Beis Din. And usually that Beis Din, we say, is working on behalf of a different Beis Din. It's a little bit technical, but either this Beis Din over here, that you're going to do it in front of three people, and then we say that if this three, if you need a Beis Din to be in front of them, so this is my Beis Din, and I'm giving over my documents to them. Right? And if you need a proper Beis Din, so then they are an Eidus that I'm giving it over to the Beis Din, and it'll say on the document the Beis Din of the Bedat, or the Sinkralitz, of the Shevet Alevi, or whatever, whatever. That's how. That's a basic idea you need to know for
Purim. Not a lot of collectives, you don't have a Purim.
If you don't, you know, if you had a principle, you lost it, so then we say you're okay. You never made a principle?
I'm saying, yeah, if you never made a
principle, so then that's it. You lost your chai, and the halacha is that you can't ask him for the money, so but he should give back the money.
Even if the bank is going to give it to you anyways, you can't, you're on your side.
So that's the problem, because the bank, you can't ask the bank for the money, right? If the if you go to the bank, you're being machshel them. Okay, well, let's go with Lizzie. If you go back to, if you go to the bank, you're not being machshel them, you're being a ganef, because the chai is really nifka. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to the bank and say, by the way, you don't really have to pay me. But the Mishnah in Shvi'ah says that if you do the Ruach HaChamim and Reichim, the Chazal hold of you. So the guy behind the bank is going to say like this, let me ask my supervisor. So go to the supervisor. Supervisor goes, I hear. Ruach HaChamim and Reichim. Let me ask my supervisor. So he goes to his supervisor. So supervisor, he says like this. He says, you know, I hear, you know, I'm going to take on a different Chumrah. I'm going to take on the Chal of Yisrael. I'm not taking that Chumrah on. And then, so that's how it goes. There was a different story. Somebody asked me. There was a person who, he owed money to Vad Bayis. Right? Vad Bayis is like, how the Americans call it, Vad Bayis. You know, like, you go into an apartment building, and there's like somebody who's in charge of all the things in the building. Because the super, that's in America, you have like the one superintendent who he works for the whole building. Here,
maintenance
it's like,
fees.
Maintenance fees, basically. There's one guy at the building who, you know, he arranges the, every time they switch off and whatever, but you know, one guy arranges the elevator, the cleaning, and the this, and the that, and sometimes the gas is, so there's always one guy who he has to be, now, for some reason, I'm not sure why, maybe you can figure it out on your own way, but when you have these buildings in Manishkol, and half of them are, you know, most of them now have been taken over in Gansin by Jungleit, right, and there's always that one fried guy who still lives there, and he has a dog, and whatever, but he's always still there, yeah. For some reason, maybe you'll use your imagination, why, he does the Vad Bayis. Okay, that's the Matthias. Okay, sure. So this guy who does the Vad Bayis, so now comes Erev Shvius. Now, you know, a lot of people owe him money, because he's always laying out the money. He lays out the money for the cleaners, he lays out the money for the gas, he's laying out the money all the time, right? He lays out the money for the gardener and Shemitah that everyone has to not have. He lays out all the money. I'd say that's how it goes. Right? So now, you know, you don't want to pay him back before Shemitah, because whatever, you know, you don't have the money now or whatever, right? So what are you going to do? So after Shemitah, after Shoshana, he comes over to you and he's going to say to you, give me the money, you owe me the money. And you say to him, no, sorry. Sorry, the Torah says I don't have to, no, I don't hold the Torah. No, I'm like a guy. I don't hold the Torah thing, right? Remember Shemitah, I told you, I garden everything, right? No, but sorry, I'm not allowed to pay you. And I'll be over on Lifnei Iver if I pay you. Because if I pay you the money, so then, you know, then you're being over on being grave of the chai for me. Now, these things don't really go in a court of law in Eretz Yisrael, right? Then so what are you going to do? I can't pay him the money. Okay, so why don't you come out? Yes, he doesn't have the money now to pay. I told him, pay. Just pay the guy, and then we get out of the problem. He can't pay, he doesn't have the money. Right? So this guy didn't write a prosbo. The guy from the Bad Bayis doesn't write a prosbo, right?
Zachan
L'Adam. What? So that's a Shiloh. If in this case you could say Zachan L'Adam, it's a Shiloh. It's not so simple over here because he'd be
clawed
that interest.
Right,
it's a Shiloh. What? Zachan L'Adam, because you could do a prosbo for
Shlita. Because he really wants, he wants the money back. So you're
correct. Correct. However, it's not so simple that it's not so simple. I don't want to go into it. It could be that is one of the eights. Maybe it's the Zachan L'Adam, the Perez Balda. It's not so simple because that's in the Ratzon HaTorah is a Shmatas Ksafim. It's not so simple. It's a bit of a Shiloh. This that's if he's going to lose a mitzvah. Okay, you know, he's not going to lose a mitzvah.
What about mortgage?
Wait, give me one moment. Mortgage is the same thing. Mortgage is a loan.
Or tuition, right? You pay per month, let's say
for
tuition.
So it could be tuition, it could be like this. It could be that if he's per month, then it's not yet goivable. If he's late in the tuition, so then technically for sure, don't worry. The yeshivas are writing big, big prosbos, like this big, right? Like tall ones with like hair, okay? And teeth. Don't worry. Whiskers. Close. But there's no shy. Oh, that's his hair and teeth. But I'll go pardon the. So the Maisa, this case of the Vad Bayis is a big problem, right? So I saw one sefer, he talks about, somebody asked me the Shiloh, and this time around I saw somebody actually talks about the case. Right? He, the person asked me, this kid's old guy talks about it, a similar type of case, same idea. He says like this, he says something interesting, you have to think about if it's true. He says that what you should do is like this. You should tell him, I'm not paying you the money because I owe it to you. Imagine telling this to an Israeli guy, right, who has fangs, right? You know, like big ones, you know? Like two over there, right? What's that, claws, right? And you tell him, I don't owe you the money, and he looks like I have the kesef. Imagine the conversation, right? Which is really what the Chazal wanted, right? I don't owe you the money, but I'm paying you anyways. Like a matan. But no, because then you're right from the thiever. Because then he's taking the, that he's right about. Wait, we'll get to what the problem is with what he's saying in a moment. But that's so far he's right. Because if I'm going to give him the money and he's taking the money, I'll go to the chayv, you're being mashal in the thiever. Because he's taking the money, I'll collecting his chayv. He is absolutely 100% also to collect the chayv. He's right. So you can't do that. So what'd you do? So you told him, I don't owe you the money. So what am I doing? I'm giving it to you as a matana. Yes, I tell you the problem with this. The problem. The problem's like this. The problem is, you got to get labor there. The problem is that there's a sheet of the Urayim. That's all the price can discuss. The sheet of the Urayim holds that it doesn't work that the hefker of Shemitah's Ksafim is poof, you know, from Shemayim. It just gets hefkered. It just all of a sudden just explodes. It doesn't work like that. Be'etzim, you owe him the money. You owe the guy the money. That's how it works. But he is mechuyev to tell you, Shmait, I cancel the chayiv. Okay? If he didn't tell you that he cancels the chayiv, the Reim holds, you owe him the money. He's a Russia for taking it. He's not allowed to take it. Okay?
He's a Russia. Anyway.
He's a Russia. No, one second. He's a double Russia. Gehenim is even deeper for a guy like that, right? 500 you burn, 600 you broil. Okay? So he's a Russia because he's not allowed to take it. That's okay, right? But the problem is like this. It comes out and everything is out. So if you tell him, here's a matana. Right? Here's a matana. Yeah? So now, you still owe him the money. He still owed him the money, so now you're a kind of, and you're going to come back with a chihuahua with a little tail. A little squiggly one. So then, if you do that, it's no good. All right, so what do you have to do? So you're saying you should, so I tell you you should pay back the clay to this guy before Shemitah. You're saying maybe you should mazak it to him. A prosbol. Another eight is you can go over to the guy in the Vadbais and say, look, you know, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah now. I feel a little guilty. I'll pay you back after Rosh Hashanah, but you're okay with the fact that I'm not going to pay you till after Rosh Hashanah? So now what did he just do? If he says yes, just extended the chayv. So now at that point, he was masking that he's not going to be going. You have to know that last eight is a little bit shady. Because it's not the pshat that he's saying, I'm halachically not allowed to go with the chayv. He's being maskim that he's not going to be goyve the chayv, but he didn't say I can't be goyve the chayv until Rosh Hashanah. Right? You have to know that these things that is a little bit tricky.
Is it possible that this is a
so, which case? If somebody that lays out money for you, that's from first in Shulchan Aruch in Chesh Mishpah and Hilchos Shlichas and Simen Kuf Pei Hey. If somebody lays out money for you, no, it's bad. You could pay Gimel. If somebody lays out money for you, that's considered a halva. If I lay out money for you in the makola, and then you have to pay me back, I buy you a pseroglach or whatever, that's where you get involved in all ribbis shilas and whatever.
In general, the bad bias is they don't like not charging you tit for that. They have, like I said, monthly
payment. Rabbi Rubin, you know what this is, Talian? Let's say I go to the store. You send me to the store to buy you a bottle of grape juice. Okay? I come out of the store, I buy the bottle, it smashes on the floor. Yeah, I laid out the money and I smashed it on the floor. Okay? Now, how's it work? Now, who has to take the loss? I wasn't an oinus at all. I wasn't, a pasha at all. I'm walking like this. Somebody comes, rams into it, and it smashes, and he runs away. So how's it work over here? Who lost the money over here? What did you say? I'm sorry, if he has 10 Americans, 5 will say like this, 5 will say that. What's the... No, go you. I'm saying, forget you. What's the answer? In London, the shayla is like this. When I bought a bottle of grape juice, so what's the pshat? The pshat is I bought it on your behalf. It's your bottle of grape juice now. Right? So then the mela, if it gets smashed, then who has to incur the loss? You have to incur the loss. I'm a pshat, But if not, then you have to incur the loss. What are you looking like this? No. The pshat is that I laid out the money. Maisa, I bought it. And then when I give it to you, I'm selling it to you. I'm selling it to you at that moment. I'm selling it to you. So the mela, then I have to incur the loss. The halacha looks at it, pashtus. Halachta looks at it, pashtas, that the pshat is that I bought it on your behalf. Pashtas, I bought it on your behalf, and taka, you have to take the loss. The person who sent you has to take the loss. Come again? No, I'm talking about a case where I laid out the money. I'm laid out the money. I'm talking about that case. That's the case. I'm talking about that case where you're laying out the money. I'm talking about the case where you're laying out the money. Certainly, if he gave you the money, it's for sure. That is no shot. I'm saying, even in the case of where you lay out the money, so that probably in halacha is considered now halva. That's how you probably look at it. But the pshat is at that moment when I paid on his behalf, I lent him the money. That's an halacha you look at in the mail. The whole thing will be like that. The same thing with the Vadayas. If he's laying out the money, right, for this specific thing, that means that he laid out the money for you for this. He laid out the money for you for that. That's the din of halacha. Yeah, halacha, it's clear like that. I'm saying to go into the Rayas, isn't it? I think I'll bid you
about
well,
credit cards?
Farewell and a good Shabbos.
Israeli,
sorry?
Israeli credit card companies, right?
Israeli credit card companies could definitely be the same issue.
They're already in prison.
But don't worry. They know from these things. All they need is some Haredi fellow.
What are they writing? They're writing every single
number. Sorry, to walk in and say.
It works for all of us.
You sent me a bill for 48,000 shekel, but don't you know anything? Shemitah here, I don't owe you anything anymore. They're going to take out the firmest foosball you ever saw in your life, right? It's going to have a beard and pace, right? And a strangle, right? Oh, this is our foosball, right? Super Machmir foosball, right? You're going to take every Shita that ever lived and ever will live. Right? Yeah. You owe us the money. By the way, you owe us Ribbis. Our foosball, we aren't even allowed to be going to Ribbis, right? Because you caused us Agnes Snappish for coming into the bank. Right? Crystal clear? Good shot.
Fantastic.
I told you I could make people exciting. We're nervous. You know, I wasn't going to be able to.
We won't say one to one.
I told you it was interesting cases.
Yeah, we're good. Stop. Just can't you shoot me.